This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, India has embarked on one of the largest COVID-19 vaccination campaigns in the world, with more than 2,600 vaccinators and nearly 500,000 team members trained. That's according to Dr. Rodrigo H. Offrin, representative of the World Health Organization, WHO, in India, which is one of the main UN agencies supporting the government-led drive. Anshu Sharma asked Dr. Offrin about WHO's work there, including efforts to counter hesitancy and misinformation surrounding vaccination.
WHO in India, where we have a workforce of around 2,600 personnel, and the fact that we have supported polio elimination in the country, we're using that as a launching pad for this vaccination campaign. So far, more than 2,600 vaccinators and around 475,000 vaccination team members have been trained across the country with our support. WHO India, including myself, have participated in dry runs preceding to the launch of the COVID-19 vaccination drive, so that there was a smooth rollout during the launch. During these dry runs, which happened in three phases, the last of which was January 8th, we gave real-time feedback using the IT-enabled application called COVIN for management of vaccines, registration of beneficiaries, alerting beneficiaries to their sessions, reporting of vaccination coverages, as well as practicing some scenarios on adverse events following immunization or AEFI. So far, more than 15,000 COVID-19 vaccination sessions have been monitored by WHO India personnel across the country since the launch. And this is a real-time feedback. There is and every evening there's a review of sessions of what may have gone wrong and report back to national government so that we have corrective action support sessions planned for the next weeks and days ahead.
In comparison to many other countries, we've seen the number of COVID infections dropping significantly in India, and the recovery rate has been quite high. So what is to be concluded from this? Has India achieved herd immunity, or the response to the pandemic has been better?
The response to the pandemic has really been so consistent and better across states, across districts. We have seen that with every surge in different districts, these measures are also intensified. So it's very clear that the numbers are showing us that cases are going down. Testing is still at a very high rate. The introduction of the vaccines will be also a big support to stop the transmission, especially to the very vulnerable or high risk. Herd immunity, just let me be very clear, against COVID-19 should be achieved by protecting people through vaccination, not by exposing them to the pathogen that causes the disease. It is important to continue. Public health measures are implemented and COVID-appropriate behaviors are implemented, because as long as there is an opportunity for the virus to spread, then you will have mutations, variants that have been appearing as we see.
With the changing scenario and with vaccination available now, in your opinion, how much testing does India need to do?
The testing in India has increased so much. It's actually a very remarkable story. From 4 labs at the outset to 3,000 labs, engaging also public and private labs altogether, setting up standards around this. It is doing very well in terms of capacity for testing. As of now, there are 195 million tests done cumulatively. And yesterday alone is 725,000 tests were completed. Now, the important point to know is that the positivity rate is also low. So it means that you may have done 725,000 tests, but many would be negative for COVID. Positivity rate on average for India is 1.8%, just around 2%. So it means that if you're able to do that much testing and still you're getting negatives, all the other public health measures are really working well.
There's been a lot of apprehension regarding the efficacy of vaccines. Are vaccines safe? And how can we all contribute to build vaccine confidence and negate vaccine hesitancy?
We have seen and tackled hesitancy during vaccination campaigns, whether for polio, measles recently, and even during routine immunization. based on these experiences, the communication strategy for COVID-19 was specifically for India. That is a process led by ministry and in close partnership with UNICEF, has been designed which addressed the concern of hesitancy in detail. The basic tools to tackle hesitancy begins with community engagement. Number two, identification of traditionally known vaccine hesitant groups or areas. Based on prior experiences. So for the planning of this COVID-19 vaccination, the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare was looking at this from the previous experiences for the measles campaign. So the orientation of credible influencers from local communities is an important factor in this, so that you again build trust and acceptance. Articles from and media clips from leading scientists explaining safety and efficacy, that too, these are two different concepts. The safety and efficacy it has been very clear in India. We have seen it at national, state, and regional media. Messages from prominent public health personalities after they received COVID vaccinations is another way to counter the hesitancy. Interaction with hesitant groups, just to explain their doubts or maybe myths in their head that there's certain beliefs around vaccines. We've seen opinion editorials, again, in national, state, and regional media. And the more important part is to also ensure real-time, round-the-clock monitoring of digital media. Just as we are countering the epidemic or the virus and in this pandemic, we are also countering infodemics. That has been a big response to the COVID-19 pandemic since the start, and it's not any different for just the vaccination intervention alone.